College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to invite you in on a dangerous and scary conversation. Has your perception of Taylor Swift changed? Do you, watch out for the Swifties, like Taylor Swift less? Do you feel like you've just been over Taylor Swift? Maybe it's because she is just everywhere. We're oversaturated. Maybe because she is best friends with Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. And if you've been following along, as Hannah's updated us on that debacle that has unfolded, she has definitely been on their side and has remained close to Blake Lively as a lawsuit unfolds. 314-531-9898. And say you're on Justin Baldoni's side and you think what Blake Lively has done in this situation, where it's a sense of bullying or a sense of falsely accusing a man, and you're Taylor Swift and that's your best friend, do you feel like you're responsible for some of your friend's actions? Like, Taylor Swift was reportedly rumored to be in a room with Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds talking about the rewrite of a movie that she was not in. Do you feel like, whew, maybe I don't see Taylor Swift as this humble person who's so surprised that Sweetheart, the Girl Next Door? 314-531-9898.
So I'm very invested in this. I almost said Serena Vanderwoodson. Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni, you know, drama and everything. I talk about it every week on the hashtag. But I don't look at Taylor Swift differently for her role in it, per se. But I'm just exhausted from Taylor Swift in general. I've never been, like, a huge Swiftie. I've honestly been too intimidated to be a Swiftie. There's too much stuff to know and lyrics to understand and backstories to know for me to really get into it. But it's gotten to the point where I'm like, okay, I'm tired of reading the headlines every 10 minutes about Taylor Swift ate a block of cheese for lunch. Like, I don't care. And I'm getting exhausted about it. And last night I was like, honestly, not really looking forward to the Grammys to have her be a part of everything. Because I'm like, is this just going to be a whole nother thing where she wins every single award and, like, nobody else gets honored?
I thought it was weird that she didn't win all the awards.
I know.
Because it's voted.
Did she win any at all?
She didn't win anything.
Okay.
And it's 13,000 people that vote on it. And they're usually, like, past winners, music experts. And the fact that they didn't reward her for anything makes me feel like their energy might be changing. And that's
maybe
why I'm asking the question.
Yeah, I'm just, like, exhausted with it all.
I almost feel a little bit bad for her in this whole situation, because I do think she was dragged into the mix, and had she known it was going to blow up this much and
with
everything
Justin
that's
Baldoni?
Yes, and like everything that's coming out, I don't think she would have like chosen to be involved at all. But like, if I were in this situation with Hannah and I was like, hey, can you come over and, you know, talk to the director of my movie about this, blah blah blah, like, I'm sure Hannah would be like, yeah, of course, not really fully understanding that it's kind of like
the
an
disaster
ambush
you would be walking into.
You don't think as friends you guys would talk about it, and then she is consulted her as one of her, because Blake Lively and Taylor Swift are supposedly like almost best friends, like, at this point. You don't think that Taylor Swift is behind some of these actions, because Blake's probably going, hey, I think I'm going to sue this guy. And Justin Baldoni now released a website and it has like a lot of receipts. And do you, like, are you who your friends, who you keep, right? Like, if this is your crew, that's what they tell you. Like, watch out. If you're hanging out with the troubled kids, you're going to go down with them. Do you feel like Taylor should go down a little bit? If Blake and Ryan, at the end of this, are bullies, does that make Taylor a bully?
I don't know, but I do know that Taylor Swift might be one of the most calculated people in the world. So I don't think she went into it blind. That's what I'm saying.
See, I think, unfortunately, she suffers from our conspiracy theory world because, I mean, you know, we're also forgetting the fact of the whole Travis Kelce thing and the fact that there's this conspiracy out there that because of Taylor Swift, the Chiefs got to the Super Bowl. Oh, let's not even count their record. Let's not count that they are the best team in football. Yeah, okay, so they barely won games, but they still won. But because it's all this thing about Taylor, because they want the TV time for Taylor. I think, unfortunately, Taylor has to be calculated. She has to really watch what she does, because there is, for some reason, You win too much in America, we start disliking you. It happened to the New England Patriots. Sadly, it's happening to the Chiefs. It happens to Taylor. Everybody likes the underdog. And when Taylor's not the underdog, we get upset because she's won too much. Well, she's good. She deserves to win.
Damn, mic drop, Kev.
But it's hard. It's a hard line to toe for her. And I think it's unfortunate that because she's so good at what she does and the friends she chooses, and you know it has to be calculated, that she kind of suffers a little bit from just, I guess, fatigue. You get kind of tired of seeing the same person.
Mm-hmm. Alex?
I mean, I feel like we attack her for whenever she does anything wrong at all. I feel like it's like, I don't know, if one of your friends does something wrong, then you can't, I agree with what you're saying, Brett, where you're like, you sometimes
you're hanging
associate,
out with bullies, something like, yeah, you're kind of who you hang
but
out
also,
with.
But also, you know, We got to, for a second, not associate Taylor Swift with everything and try to, like, dig her down every way we can. I mean, she's proven herself, right? It's not her fault that, like, everybody else wants to use her name whenever they can or tie her to something whenever they can. So, like, with the Chiefs thing, right? Like, sure, we want to joke about it and maybe say, like, oh, the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl because they want to recognize that Taylor Swift's along with the journey and all that. But, like, yeah, at the same time, the Chiefs are good. Taylor Swift just happens to be there. Same thing for, like, this Blake Lively
thing. Taylor Swift did know that she was getting involved in the Blake and Justin thing, though.
And there's
she did know that.
And there's another incident I think we're all forgetting that I'll bring up here in 3 minutes. But if you think your perception as Taylor Swift is changed, or how do you feel about Taylor Swift involved in the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni situation? 314-531-9898. Has your opinion of Taylor Swift changed? 314-531-9898. Maybe it's the oversaturation, or maybe it's this Justin Baldoni, Blake Lively lawsuit that is unfolding in front of us. And rumor has it that Taylor Swift was in the room with Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, because she's super tight with those two. Blake's like one of her best friends. And sometimes you're like the company you keep. Blake's being called a bully, being called a not very nice person by Justin Baldoni. And does it make you think maybe Taylor Swift's like that? 314-531-9898. Sorry, get shut out of the Grammys. That was weird. Is maybe music, you know, producers and people that have voted on those things, they're starting to change how they feel about Taylor Swift. I'm going to be honest with you. Didn't think anything weird about it, because I feel like for the most part, you can't control your friends if your friends are doing stuff. But two big red flags stood out to me that made me head scratch Taylor Swift. One, we talk about how calculated it is and how much she cares about her brand. She decided to show up to a meeting that Blake asked her to be, knowing her brand could be on the line. And the other thing that I felt like was really weird about the Taylor Swift thing, knowing that she stood up and got involved in this situation, is this isn't the first time we saw her in a manipulation argument. And the other one was with Kim and Kanye. And I think we laughed because it was Kim and Kanye. Mm. But Kanye released the audio of him playing that song, "I Think Me and Taylor Still Might Have Sex." And she said, "Oh my God, you're a jerk for doing that. I can't believe you put that in a song." And he released the audio of him having a phone call with her that Kim recorded. And Taylor goes, "I think it's funny. It's totally cool." And then painted Kanye to be the bad guy. And we all think Kanye is a bad guy, so it was an easy scapegoat that time. Mm. And it made me think.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Did she? And Kim accused her of bullying, basically. Kim said, "This girl is more manipulative than you think. She's a bully. She's a boss. She can hold her own." And we all thought, oh, Kim and Kanye were the snakes. And it just made me head scratch. This is the second time we've been involved in a conflict of he said, she said, and Taylor seems like she's on the wrong side of it, right? Like, Kanye and Kim did release that audio, and I do think that people make weird comments in music, and we know Kanye to make comments, and we did hear an audio from Kim saying, "You're totally cool for releasing that song," and now she was at a meeting with Blake and Justin Baldoni pushing in a narrative of a movie you're not a movie writer. Like, it's just weird to me. It did make me scratch my head going, huh. What's going on with Taylor? Michaela, how do you feel about this, Taylor Swift? Do you feel like you look at her differently knowing that she's been involved in another, I don't know, complicated situation, especially supporting her friends like Blake and Ryan?
Yeah, definitely. I'm 26 years old. I have been a Swiftie since I was like 8 or 9 years old. I mean, I have followed this girl. You know, I follow her Easter eggs. I follow her calculations, like you were saying.
Wow.
And now seeing all of this come to light, it definitely has me just, it's really hard for me to support her right now.
Wow.
It's interesting that you switched your support. Like, I don't
know.
You know, the other thing, thank you so much for the call, Michaela. As you know, Cynthia, what's her last name? Cynthia
Erivo
from Wicked was looking for a seat. And when, like, Trevor Noah was talking, I saw this video go viral, and Taylor's the one who waved her over and, like, gave her a seat. Like, I do think Taylor is a nice person, but I do think everything that Taylor does is very calculated, and her friend has launched a lawsuit. And I don't know where, like I've said, most women don't usually falsely accuse someone of toxic, you know, work environment falsely. But Justin Baldoni's website, I sent it to AB, has a lot of receipts that make him look really good and Blake really bad. And you have to go, how are you so calculated and you told your friend to launch a fake lawsuit? You better hope that we get more information from Blake and Ryan showing that what most women who usually accuse men of are telling the truth. So hopefully Blake is telling the truth. Because if you just try to destroy a man and falsely accuse him of sexual harassment, that's a big deal. And that's your best friend.
Right.
And I just, no way she didn't consult Taylor Swift on it. No way. Jennifer, how do you feel about Taylor Swift?
I think that there's always going to be drama about someone who's in the spotlight. Mm. But I just recently started liking her because as a mom, I like that she has spent, you know, money donating to food banks and, you know, visiting charities while she's been on her tour. So I really feel like that sets a good example for my kids. And I also feel like her songs reach not just teenagers, but also as an adult woman, you know, there's things in her songs that I have felt like, hey, yeah, that kind of speaks for me too.
Well said.
So yeah. I just feel like she's out of all the celebrities
truth.
In general, right. She's a good example for my kids.
Thank you so much. You know, that's the other thing though. Like the industry's cutthroat. You can't be at the top of the industry without rubbing some people the wrong way too.
Yeah. Right.
Like you got to have some of that like chip on your shoulder. Like you can't just be the girl next door because the industry does like make you tough. Like, right? Mm-hmm. Makes you have a hard skin.
And there's going to be missteps along the way regardless.
Yeah, sure.
And even if we don't, you know, even if we think it's a misstep, she may not feel that way.
Yeah. Savannah, how do you feel about Taylor Swift? Has anything changed with you watching this Blake and Justin drama unfold?
Well, yeah. And I'm unlike your other caller that's loved her since she was 8. I'm 56 and I've loved her since I was in my mid-20s. So I was kind of an adult going through this.
Okay.
And so you have two things. Kim and Kanye, you only told the first part. The second part is that it was proven that Kim and Kanye edited that voice recording, so it showed only their side and what they wanted to be seen. Taylor's taken her to court, and now they have the whole thing, and it shows that Taylor did not say that. So that's part one. So that's on the record. Multiple songs have been written about it. You can go back and look at that.
The whole there's a whole song in the torture department where she feels like Kim bullied her back, and she was not going to take it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think really Taylor's figured out that it's not, it wasn't a lot to do with Kim. There's a lot of there's a couple other songs how Kim kind of seen the light, and now she knows that that was wrong. Anyway, the other thing I want to say is Blake and Taylor are best friends. That's fine. Taylor's not her lawyer. Taylor proved 3 years ago when she was in a photo op with a radio DJ, and I think it was his wife or somebody on the radio panel. Taylor was in the middle. The man was on one side. Lady was on the other. They both had their arms around her taking a picture. The man put his hand underneath her skirt and grabbed her butt. If Taylor was going to be the mean, cruel person that everybody thinks, she would not have sued for $1. Which she won.
Yep.
She would have won after millions. So I would think if she was going to advise her best friend, she would have advised to follow her the same way. But I think Blake is very smart. I think Ryan Reynolds are very smart. Both of them together, I don't think they would have went the dollar route because there's more involved. I don't know the Justin. I haven't made up my mind. I haven't seen anything. There's a court date today that may say, you know, they've put everything out. We're going to throw this out.
Interesting. I think it's interesting to watch it unfold. And you're right. On history side of things, Taylor has like won a lot of these. I don't know where I stand. And so it'd be interesting to Taylor to support her best friend and her best friend lose this case.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. So we'll see what ends up happening.
Yeah, and last night Taylor had a lot of good songs this year. Billie Eilish had a lot of good songs. Why were those two completely shut out?
Well said. Great call, Savannah.
I'm going to hire you to do the hashtag, Savannah. Wow.
Man with facts. Boom.
Interesting conversation. That's what we do. Well, we're commercial free on Y98 St. Louis.